Rupert Show. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve. Mick Ronson playing guitar on that track from David Bowie from the Aladdin Sane album. Mick Ronson, a very key part of his sound back at that point. And he was born on this day back in 1946, died in April of 1993. I believe it was cancer of some sort. Worked with David Bowie from 1970 through 1975, 76 or so. Also with Ian Hunter in the aforementioned Mott the Hoople this morning. Very talented guitarist and songwriter. Mick Ronson, born on this day back in 1946. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Talking to William Wagner now. He's founder and president, Salt and Light Global, and the Great Lakes Justice Center. That's greatlakesjc.org. William, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning. Good to be here with you.
Appreciate taking some time. A couple of stories, headlines to discuss with you today. One over at the christianpost.com. We have three Christian school guidance counselors in Massachusetts placed on leave for various reasons. Can you tell us a little more about this story?
Well, yeah, as we always look into the Constitution and the culture, what you've got, you know, schools, you know, doing things like this, where that you've got guidance counselors that are, you know, just trying to help people that are coming to them, you know, they're coming to them voluntarily. They just want to have a little bit of help with some unwanted same-sex attraction. And counselors are finding themselves in a tough spot all around the country now because governments are passing laws saying they, you know, they can't do that, or they can't engage in conversations that, you know, are truthful. And they've got to engage in conversations that go against their sincerely held religious conscience. They've got to go against things that would, you know, otherwise be protected by the First Amendment, freedom of expression. And so you've got things like that. And then you've got the right of parents to at least know a little bit about, you know, their children. One of the oldest rights protected by the Constitution, as recognized over and over again by the U.S. Supreme Court, is the right of parents to control the upbringing of their child. And in other schools, we've got, you know, tons of executive branch interference with that right by trying to teach children a completely different view of sexuality and intentionally excluding the parents from being involved in the conversation, you know, of the upbringing that directly involves the upbringing of their child.
Speaking of what parents know and what's being kept from parents, there's a story at the WashingtonStand.com. Biden administration tells adults how to discuss sex with teens behind parents' back. It's a document that tells Planned Parenthood, other taxpayer-funded family planning offices, how to talk to minors about sex without their parents overhearing, secretly deliver birth control. There was a time, William, that when we told kids, if someone says, don't tell your parents, keep this a secret, it's just between us, that was a very bad thing. That was a red flashing red light alarm. This is a bad thing if someone tells you to keep it from your parents. Now it seems that there are government bodies, other documents advising kids to keep as much from the parents as possible.
And it's especially troubling when it's the government doing it, because when the government's doing it, you know, they are, you know, coming into the privacy of a family's home. And they are excluding, and I would say unconstitutionally, excluding parents from vital information with regard to the raising and the upbringing of their kids. And this particular program you're talking about is a training program that includes slides and videos, and it comes from a federal document that they're, you know, sending to all these taxpayer-funded organizations, a lot of them 501c3 type or organizations, and making very clear that these government-funded folks are going to be the ones that have the leading role in forming what a child's views should be of sexuality, and using, actually, for the Assistant Secretary of Population Affairs said it takes a village, proven time and time again, and this time she's referring to, you know, educating children without their parents finding out about it, about, you know, the various aspects of sexuality, including, you know, including how to get become sexually active without their parents, without their parents' knowledge. And so it's really, let me just read you one thing about one of the specifics. Mm-hmm. Confirm that your youth client that you have on the phone, get their contact number rather than their parents' contact information. I mean, that's just outrageous. Yeah, at the beginning of the visit, do a privacy screen. Ask, are you alone in the room? Can other people hear what you're saying? Can you imagine 10 years ago if, like you said, if somebody else was saying, you know, don't tell your parents, can they hear what we're saying? Let's keep this a secret just between us. And then the conversation involved sex, mm-hmm. the person would go to jail. Now it's federal policy.
Got about 60 seconds left here, William. Take that a step or two further. I know there are states, Illinois among them, where parental notification laws for abortion have been rolled back and eliminated, taken off the books. Illinois wiped it off the books. I think they're discussing it in other places. That's another instance in which parental rights, parental knowledge is being stripped away by government.
Well, there is certainly a battle for the soul of the family and the nation here. You've got many states doing exactly what you just said. On the positive side, there's about 16 states right now that are passing formally into their constitution or into their statutory law a fundamental right of a parent to control the upbringing of their child and to raise their child, and that provision then serves as a constitutional or statutory limitation on the exercise of any government power, you know, trying to interfere with that parent's right. And so there are states that are going, you know, hey, let's let the government raise our children, you know, kind of like think the UN, nannies and blue berets, or let the parents control the child. And I think that's going to be a battle that will go to the courtrooms. It will go to the election booth, and I know we're running out of time, so we'll finish up there. But I'm hoping that it's for that parents win on this one.
William Wagner, founder, president, Salt and Light Global, and the Great Lakes Justice Center at greatlakesjc.org.
The pandemic has made it clear: if you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Let's review the math.
Over 5.5 billion people have been vaccinated now from COVID-19.
History shows that vaccines work.
Experts have tested the COVID-19 vaccine to be safe and effective.
Giving us the vaccine helps protect us all.
Any questions, Mom, Dad?
Do your homework. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/kids-covid-vaccine. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.